Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Samech Dalid, Nazir 64b, pagination is 128, starting from the Mishnah on Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. Hamotze Meis Batchila, Mushkov Kedarko. A person encounters a corpse lying there without any other dead bodies that he knows of in the area. Notlo, he takes the body, ve'es tefusaso, and a certain amount of earth together with the body, and he's allowed to relocate the body because a body just lying around somewhere, number one, is not kavod hames, it's not honorable, it can be relocated to a cemetery. And secondly, it is a problem for this one body to just be in the middle of nowhere because of tuma, because it would cause people to become ritually contaminated to it. And therefore, if it's just one, he relocates it with some of the earth. Shnayim, if he found two bodies, notlan ve'es tefusasan, once again, the two bodies can be relocated together with a certain amount of requisite earth together with the bodies. Matza shlosha, however, if he finds three bodies, and it's in the pattern that they used to have in their time as a cemetery. And similarly, in any generation, if it has the patterns of a cemetery of the time that the burial took place. If the dimensions of distance between the bodies, the configuration is such that it represents the kind of caverns that they built and then filled up the different plots, even though they filled them out of order, perhaps, but it fit the dimensions. Harezu shechunas kevaros. It's considered a cemetery, a shechuna, interesting word to use. A shechuna is a neighborhood. It's a neighborhood of graves. It's a cemetery. And therefore, bode kemenu ulahalon esrim ama. You have two big ramifications. Number one is we're not able to relocate it because, on the contrary, it's a cemetery. It's been designated as such. Under normal circumstances, we would not be relocating these bodies. And also, we're concerned that there are additional such caverns designated as burial sites in this area. And therefore, you should search 20 amos in the other directions and be looking for other similar grave sites as this cemetery might have expanded. Matza echad besof esrim amo, if you find even one body at the end of 20 amos, which was the pattern of the next burial site, the next cavern, bode kemenu ulahalon esrim amo, you would go from that body another 20, because what we're seeing is that they had area mapped out for graves, and they may not have completed this particular area before they went on to the next one. We understand in cemeteries, sometimes it's a family plot, they're waiting, holding spots until after 120 years, the next person dies and he gets filled in. So they went on to the next spot. But we have the indications that this area is a cemetery. And therefore, bode kemenu la'alon esrim amo, you go on another 20 amos from the individual body that you found. Sheraglayim ledover, because there's basis for the concern that it's indeed a cemetery and that the next piece of land over was included in that original cemetery and has graves. She'ilu techila, let's face it, had you originally just encountered the one Mitzao notlo ve'es tefusaso. You would have just taken that one body out with the dirt that comes with it, according to the regulations, but you wouldn't have assumed that it's a burial plot for more graves. But being that you encountered the first three, according to the configuration of a Jewish cemetery, therefore, when you later find one 20 amos away, we keep searching because we're assuming, we're envisioning that this entire area is a burial site. You have a fascinating pasuk that's quoted over here regarding tefusa, the dirt that's taken together with the body, towards the bottom of the page, about 10 lines up, Unusasani mi Mitzrayim. Yaakov said, you should carry me up to Eretz Yisrael after my death, mi Mitzrayim, from Mitzrayim. And the Gemara over here is understanding the Pasuk, not just from Mitzrayim, the place, but you should carry me up with some of, from Mitzrayim, with something of Mitzrayim, with dirt of Mitzrayim, as Rashi phrases it, Me'afar Mitzrayim tol imi, from the dirt of Mitzrayim you should take with me. It comes with me. That's this concept of tefusa. Historically, the concept that this Mishnah is presenting is something that is used in an effort to identify whether a cemetery is Jewish in origin or not, whether the people buried there are indeed Jewish. One of the great investigations of recent times took place in approximately 1980, was the cemetery in York, England, where a cemetery in the area of Jewbury, the Jewish quarter, was found. And the question was if indeed it was a Jewish cemetery, as some people suggested it was. And on some level, that suggestion was accepted. And in order that certain bodies wouldn't be disgraced by certain excavations and buildings that were going up, a shopping center, a parking garage, so some of those bodies were indeed relocated under Jewish auspices. But some of the things that we look for, if we have such a question, would be the direction in which the bodies are buried, the type of coffin that's used, if nails are used, if the bodies are buried in an organized fashion, which would be unusual for that particular time period in other cultures, whether artifacts were buried together with the bodies, and whether there are any Jewish markers, any markers regarding the graves, particularly in some sort of Hebraic form, similar to the concept that our Mishnah outlines, that in their time there was a very specific structure for the cemetery, and if you found three graves in specific proximity, you would have the expectation to move over a certain number of amos, expecting another gravesite in that area. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining.